spread the word, light the bonfire and call the girls. King and the Can and the Marlboro Man, Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue and all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man, watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man, y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like a George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. That's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways, and we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like a George Jones.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. About a half hour from now, the International Court of Justice in The Hague will release its decision on whether Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Israel continuing to claim that its actions are against Hamas, not the Palestinian people. The death toll in Gaza now, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, more than 26,000. The United Nations Human Rights Office weighing in on last night's Alabama execution of death row inmate Kenneth Smith by nitrogen gas. UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravinia Shamasani.
This is a warning bell, and I hope it rings loudly. This is a warning bell that this could amount to torture in violation of international human rights law, and it must stop.
Alabama officials insist that nitrogen hypoxia is a humane form of execution. Jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich ordered held at least until the end of March. He is accused by Russia of espionage, a charge he and the U.S. strongly deny. Gerskovich has been held in a Russian jail since March of last year. This is ABC News. Continuing in Michigan, the manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumley, whose teenage son, Ethan Crumley, shot and killed four of his classmates at Oxford High School in 2021. Prosecutors calling her a negligent mother.
What we can gather, the argument that the defense is going to make is that Jennifer Crumley is not a perfect parent, but she was not aware of a number of warning signs that school officials who are trained to recognize these kinds of problems never registered her son as a threat, and also that she was not aware that all of these problems with her son's deteriorating mental health were bubbling up.
ABC's Trevor Ault, Crumley's husband, faces a similar trial in March. King Charles today admitted to a private clinic in London for scheduled prostate treatment. It is the same hospital where Princess Kate is recovering from abdominal surgery. And Novak Djokovic's streak at the Australian Open is over. The world's number one, losing the semifinals to Italian Jannik Sinner. Djokovic had won 33 straight matches. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today pledging $1 billion to replace Superior's critical but aging John Blotnick Bridge to Duluth, where he noted the U.S. infrastructure has fallen to number 13 in the world.
How in God's name can we have the strongest economy in the world if we don't have the strongest and best infrastructure in the world? It's not possible. So we're determined to turn that around. We were determined to turn that around in a big way.
It's part of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law that's paying for road and bridge repairs nationwide. Wisconsin's projected budget surplus is getting smaller, $3.25 billion now instead of the previously forecast $4 billion. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says it's due to a drop in projected growth in tax collections and the deal for more money for the universities of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Badgers take on Sparty. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Michigan State Spartans at the Kohl Center, but the Badgers will be without their backup point guard. Kamari McGee suffered an injury to his ankle and right foot in the second half of their game against Indiana. McGee out of Racine St. Catharines now listed as out indefinitely. Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. NBA, the Bucks and Doc Rivers agreeing to a four-year deal worth $40 million. Rivers taking over for Adrian Griffin, fired Tuesday. The Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight. Joe Prunty on his role as the Bucks interim head coach.
Circumstances are always different, but like I said, you just do. Time doesn't stand still. You got to keep moving forward. And so, okay, what decisions need to be made? How are we going to handle this? What do you say to the players? What do you say to the coaching staff? And so I was proud of the guys for doing that, like coming out and staying focused on what we needed to do.
That's the Bucks' Joe Prunty. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more fog, some freezing drizzle, a few flurries this morning, and it's going to stay cloudy, kind of foggy through much of the day, although visibility will improve a little bit here as we head into the afternoon. High of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, more fog, some freezing drizzle, 29 tomorrow, another cloudy day with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Q Country.
Now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere, got the blue sky breeze.
there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salt of sea. One day you will be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be. Knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Buy yourself a lip slice. Grab a backpack and lines. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor.
So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing you know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know.
Spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? He said, I went skydiving. Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Mansion. And I looked deeper and I spoke sweeter and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Became a friend, a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden, going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all. I went skydiving, I went
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Friday, the 26th of January, Joel in here. Good to be back with you. A little bit of that bug going around, and that's what happened. It's weird. It's just talking to people the last couple of weeks. I said, yeah, I got the bug. It's kind of weird. It's not really a cold. It's not really a flu, and it just kind of drags you down. Just the last couple of days, I was just kind of dragged down. And tried to stay clear. I did stay clear, actually. I didn't leave the house. I got home Tuesday night from reffing a ball game, and I didn't leave the house Wednesday or Thursday, just trying to keep myself away from people. So feeling better today. And I see the weather didn't change. Man, close to 40. Again, right through, we're going all the way out through like February 5th and 6th. Couple of weeks. Mild temperatures, 39 is what they're forecasting for today. 34 is where we sit right now. A little bit of fog this morning. Most of us are staying warm enough where ice shouldn't be a factor with that fog this morning, but still is a possibility in some of the outlying areas. So just be a little bit careful on those back roadways. You might hit some, you know, lower low-lying areas where that temperature might be a little cooler, might see a little glaze on the roads. Most of us should be okay, though. 39 is what they're telling us today. We're going to do a shopping show. The boys are going to be in. Austin, Gray, Big G, maybe all three, maybe two, I don't know. We'll see. We'll do a shopping show. And we are also today going to kick off our 98Q Snowball Showdown. That's right. We did this last couple years. I think last year we might have skipped it and done a basketball shootout. But we have garnered up enough snow in a large freezer, and we're going to have a snowball fight, give you a chance to win some fabulous, fabulous prizes. We've got $25 gift certificates. We're going to give away two from each of these businesses, the Big Dipper, Around the Corner Bar in Mercer, Cabin Creation, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Decor to Adore, Fraser Mercantile in Catawba. Get rid of that paperclip. We don't use paperclips anymore. Ross's Sports Shop, Great Northern Motel in Wolfston in Mercer, Jack's Corner Bar, Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes, Oh Dear Nutrition, Pan Asia Oriental Market, Patchouli Garden, $25 in Chamber Bucks, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Leisure City in Woodruff. So two $25 certificates to all those. And we're going to give you a chance to call in and pick a gunner, pick a snowball gunner, and see if you can be a winner with a 98Q snowball showdown, throwdown, whatever, mowdown, whatever you want to call it. And we'll play for the first time a little later this morning. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports update now, ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. About a half hour from now, the International Court of Justice in The Hague will release its decision on whether Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Israel continuing to claim that its actions are against Hamas, not the Palestinian people. The death toll in Gaza now, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, more than 26,000. The United Nations Human Rights Office weighing in on last night's Alabama execution of death row inmate Kenneth Smith by nitrogen gas. UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravinia Shamasani.
This is a warning bell, and I hope it rings loudly. This is a warning bell that this could amount to torture in violation of international human rights law, and it must stop.
Alabama officials insist that nitrogen hypoxia is a humane form of execution. Jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich ordered held at least until the end of March. He is accused by Russia of espionage, a charge he and the U.S. strongly deny. Gerskovich has been held in a Russian jail since March of last year. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers promises to veto a redistricting bill making its way through the legislature. Republicans are touting the bill as 99% of what Evers asked for in a map proposal in 2021. But Evers says changes made to the proposal still amount to gerrymandering. The state Supreme Court will enact a redistricting plan this spring if lawmakers and the governor don't do it first. Older people in western Wisconsin who need rides to doctor's appointments are in a difficult position now that two major hospitals and several clinics are closing this spring. Bobby Hegda runs the new Freedom Transportation Program.
We have some counties that there are no drivers in, and so we're constantly recruiting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hegda says the situation's been bad since the pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Sending two to the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks with two players named starters in the NBA All-Star Game. Giannis along with Damian Lillard. LeBron James named for the 20th time. The most in a career, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The Bucks have worked out a deal through 2027 for Doc Rivers as the new head coach worth $40 million. General manager John Horst and how he told the players they had fired Adrian Griffin as head coach.
It's like the pace of these things are fast, and so you do the best you can to communicate to folks real time so they can hear it from you, whether that's text messages, phone calls, maybe you see them in person.
Men's college basketball, Badgers host Michigan State at the Kohl Center. Seton Hall will play at Marquette tomorrow at noon. NFL, more head coaching jobs filled. The Titans introducing Brian Callahan. The Carolina Panthers hiring the Buccaneers offensive coordinator, Dave Canales. After two interviews with Bill Belichick, the Falcons hired Rams defensive coordinator, Raheem Morris. It's his second head coaching job, the last with Tampa Bay in 2011. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books, on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide, with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more fog, some freezing drizzle, a few flurries this morning, and it's going to stay cloudy, kind of foggy through much of the day, although visibility will improve a little bit here as we head into the afternoon. High of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, more fog, some freezing drizzle, 29 tomorrow, another cloudy day with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
What do you
listen? Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot, and everything changed, cause with the woman you love, I'm not afraid to
favorites and yesterday's classics.
I wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors.
place, Ashley Cook, 98Q. 39 is our temp, our high today. We're already sitting at 35, is it? They were talking about maybe some freezing fog here this morning, but most of us should be all right with that with the warmer temps. But just be careful. Be careful on those back roads especially. Just a little bit of light precipitation possible. Temperatures will continue to be mild here for the foreseeable future with little, if any, snow, and whatever is out there is melting. So it is what it is. We're going to throw some snowballs this morning, your first chance to be a winner in our 98Q snowball throwdown, showdown, mowdown, whatever you got. You warm up that limb, and we're going to let her fly here later this morning and a chance for you to win some $25 gift certificates from our participating sponsors. First chance for you to win comes up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Sammy Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, with a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Salmon Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by BW Paper Systems, a division of Barry Waymiller, who combines an extremely strong brand, innovative technology, and long-standing experience for the sheeting, packaging, stationery, book binding, security documents, and corrugated and finishing industries.
We have more fog, some freezing drizzle, a few flurries this morning, and it's going to stay cloudy, kind of foggy through much of the day, although visibility will improve a little bit here as we head into the afternoon. High of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, more fog, some freezing drizzle, 29 tomorrow, another cloudy day with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Chesney at 98Q Country. Got a mild one today, 39 for the high. We're at about 34 right now in the city of Park Falls. All the news and sports to come, and we're going to chat with Mike Clemens this morning. We're going to talk about this whole Bucks thing. He kind of indicated a few weeks back that he thought there was just something strange going on. We're going to talk to him about that, about the Bucks and their inability to keep a coach. Giannis has had a lot of head coaches in his career already. It's crazy. So we'll chat about that a little bit with Mike coming up at 9 o'clock. We're interested. He was there for the press conference and all that stuff. And so that'll be 9 o'clock this morning. Your first chance to win in our Snowball Showdown Throwdown comes up in the 8 o'clock hour. Since I wasn't here yesterday, we will talk with our district administrator for the Shawamigan Schools, Kyle Cronin. He will be in this morning to update us on Shawamigan activities. He'll join us at 7:45, and we'll get a shopping show in. The rest of the boys will be in the 9 o'clock hour to give you some shopping show savings. So a busy Friday. Good to have you with. Let's get some words of wisdom to head us into the weekend. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Someone once said, the only thing worse than a man that you can't control is a man that you can. It stands to reason that women don't want to be married to an overbearing, controlling husband. But they don't want a guy with no backbone either. Many women complain about the lack of initiative or leadership from their husbands. They wonder why he backs down in the face of a challenge or is hesitant to make decisions. A friend once told me about the time she and her husband took their boys snowboarding. When they got to the top of the mountain, she asked her husband which run he wanted to tackle. His response was passive. I don't care. You choose the run and we'll follow you. It was the beginning of the day, so she picked an especially challenging run with moguls on it. The trip down the mountain turned out to be a lot more difficult than they expected. And when they got to the bottom, her husband was visibly upset and asked, "Why in the world did you choose such a hard run?" And that's the hallmark of a passive man. He'll tell his wife to choose, then complain about the choices she makes. It makes a man seem anemic and weak. So if you're too passive, start with this. Show your wife respect by stepping up and making decisions that will benefit your family. And guys, your wife doesn't want you to be controlling, but she does want you to show some initiative. She'll appreciate it, and you'll know you're on the right track. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
We have more fog, some freezing drizzle, a few flurries this morning, and it's going to stay cloudy, kind of foggy through much of the day, although visibility will improve a little bit here as we head into the afternoon. High of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, more fog, some freezing drizzle, 29 tomorrow, another cloudy day with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere. Anytime.
98Q Country.